Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Roy Askins. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He has the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes the angels, 3, 2, 1, he makes his angels and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up like a garment. They will be changed. But you are the same, and your years have no end." And to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. You'll notice that we began our meditation today. 3, 2, 1. You'll notice we began our meditation with the very first verse we read from the book of Hebrews in chapter 1. It shows up in the offices of morning and evening prayer in the Lutheran service book. And we say these words, "In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." In the days of old, in the days of the Old Testament, God spoke in many and various ways. He spoke through the prophets. He revealed his will to the people of Israel through the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, and he showed them his law by writing it on the Ten Commandments. He had Moses write down his word that we also now have in the Old Testament itself. In many and various ways, he spoke of old, to the prophets, spoke to the people of old. 3, 2, 1. In many and various ways, he spoke to the people of old by the prophets. But now we have something else. We have the word of his Son. We have the word of God. The prophets of old watched through a mirror dimly as they looked forward to and prophesied of the one who was to come. They looked into a future they longed to experience themselves, but they could not fully understand. And what did they look for? They looked for Jesus Christ, the mystery of the Son of God taking on the flesh of mankind. Consider just the majesty of this for a moment. He who is the exact imprint of the Father's nature. God, who upholds the universe by his word of power, that God who holds the entire creation in the palm of his hand, became an infant child. The hand of God that upheld creation was, for a short time, the hands of a dimpled infant. He did not become an angel. You know, we look to the angels as powerful beings. They are created by God to guard and protect his people. Many people have images of angels. We look to them and we ponder them and think about them in many ways. But Jesus does not become an angel to redeem fallen angels. No, indeed, he becomes man to save fallen mankind. And so he did. When those once infant hands were nailed to the cross, when the blood of God, and not the blood of an angel, but the blood of God, that is, the blood of the God-man, poured from his hands and his side. He to whom belonged the crown of creation, the one who sat down and received all power and might, wore for a short time the crown of thorns. He wore human flesh, he takes on human flesh, and he continues to wear that human flesh eternally. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God in the very flesh that died on the cross. Again, it is not an angel that sits at the Father's right hand, but it is the Son of God, fully God and fully man. You have someone who bears your flesh sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you, declaring before the Father, "Do not count his sins against him or her, because I died for those sins, and that is my child." That is my brother. 3, 2, 1. You have someone sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for you, declaring before God the Father, "This is your child. I have died for that child. That child is forgiven, and they are now an heir of the kingdom." The throne is forever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of God's kingdom. He who controls the heavens, who rolls them up like a garment, does so with the flesh and blood hands of a man. And it is those hands that will one day separate the sheep from the goats, that will declare to the children of God, "Come, enter into the joy of your master." For God said to that one, to his Son, the Son of God, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." By that Son you have been freed, and likewise adopted into the household of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.